So on Friday we discussed verse 46. A quick recap: Allah Tabaraka wa Taala mentions, "وَجَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَن يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي أَذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا." We place veils over their hearts so that they cannot understand it, and we place in their ears a weight. وَإِذَا ذَكَرْتَ رَبَّكَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَحْدَهُ وَلَّوْا عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهِمْ نُفُورًا. When you mention in the Qur'an your sustainer alone, they turn upon their backs, fleeing in aversion. So we explained here that they themselves, those who did not want to believe in the Qur'an, in the message of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the fundamentals of the deen, they themselves, according to other verses of the Qur'an from Hamim Sajdam, وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا فِي أَكِنَّةِ. They said, our hearts are in covers from that which you tell us. وَفِي أَذَانِنَا وَقْر. And that we've got these weights in our ears, meaning that we don't want to listen to you. Our hearts are close to what you're saying. Our ears are close to what you're saying. فَعْمَلْ إِنَّنَا عَامِلُونَ. You do your work, we will do our work. Now when you have that attitude towards the guidance which Allah has sent you, then eventually, after giving you respite and ample opportunity to reform yourself, Allah then seals your heart and seals your ears. Then the guidance does not penetrate. And the example we gave is, the sun is powerful enough to give sunlight to the entire planet, but if you go into a basement and lock yourself up there, then you've got yourself only to blame. And the second part of this verse, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions about Tawheed from the Quran, then they turn away, they leave the gathering, they don't want to understand about correct belief. Now going on to the next verse, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَسْتَمِعُونَ بِهِ إِذْ يَسْتَمِعُونَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِذْ هُمْ نَجْوَى إِذْ يَقُولُ الظَّالِمُونَ إِن تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا رَجُلًا مَسْحُورًا. We know very well of the motive with which they listen, when they listen to you and when they deliberate. When these unjust persons say, the person whom you follow is nothing but a man bewitched. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, we know with what intention they listen. And then after they listen to you, they plan, they deliberate. And then they come up with a response. And they say that this person, meaning Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is bewitched. He is, he's a victim of sorcery. So they do not listen with any intention of benefiting. They listen to mock. They listen to be able to undermine. So after listening to the Quran, which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam narrates to them, they deliberate amongst themselves. Then they come out and say, no, he's been affected by the evil spirits. He's bewitched. In other words, his speech has the effect of magic. Bewitched could mean two things. It could mean that he himself is the victim of magic. Someone has bewitched him, has twirled him, as we would say. In our terminology, that's why he's speaking like this. Or they would say that there's magic in his words. He's performing magic. Waliyadu billah. Now, it does not mean that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could not have been affected by magic. We know that jadu was made, black magic was made on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It caused him to forget, to be confused regarding certain worldly matters for a short period of time. But it did not affect his functions as a Nabi at all. And that happened in Medina. This verse was revealed in Makkah when the Meccans were objecting. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, انظر كيف ضربوا لك الأمثال فضلوا فلا يستطيعون سبيلا. See how they apply examples to you. They then wander aimlessly and are therefore unable to find the way. So sometimes they call Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam a poet. Sometimes they say he's a magician. Sometimes they say he's bewitched. Sometimes it's a fortune teller. All sorts of different things. No consistency, because their idea is just to object, just to blurt out, just to find some sort of an excuse not to follow Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we should be careful about having such an opinion towards the truth and haq, even if we are Muslim.